The first mention of Kvasovo Castle dates back to 1390. Despite the fact that only the castle ruins remain visible, the fortress is considered one of the earliest fortifications not only in Zakarpattia, but generally in Ukraine. The castle was built in the village of Kvasovo, and its strategic goal was to defend the overland salt route and the exit from Borjava Valley because it stood on the trade route from Maramoros to Transdanubia. The castle was built on the rock, at a distance of 100 meters from the Borjava River bed, at a height of 15 meters above the river level. The fortification was built of unprocessed stone, and the researchers explained the admixtures of brick found in the setting with a later intervention in the concept of the castle. The castle complex was triangular-shaped. It was surrounded by strong walls, 6 meters high and about 1.3 meters thick. The castle was protected by a moat, whose depth was 4 meters. The outbuildings were also protected by the walls, and a deep well was hollowed out in the rock in the eastern part. According to historians, the Tower Donjon was the oldest construction of the castle complex. The area of the central part of the castle was 450 square meters. According to historical documents, the first owner of Kvasovo Castle in 1390 was Janos, the son of the feudal lord Yuri Nojmihali. After his death, the right to rule in the fortress was transferred to the Batory family. In 1461, Erzsébet Sziládi, the mother of the Hungarian king Matyas Hunyadi, became the owner of the castle. Admittedly, in the middle of the 16th century, another owner of the fortress, Elizabeth Ekchi, sells the castle to Pavel Motuznai. Pavel Motuznai was known for his robbery and predatory assaults, not only on ordinary peasants, but also on the neighboring feudal lords' possessions. Therefore, quite expectedly, very soon the Hungarian nobles' patience ran out. In 1563, the Hungarian Sejm, during the meeting in the city of Pozsony, modern Bratislava, decided to destroy the castle as a sign of punishment for Pavel Motuznai and confiscate the owner's property in favor of the state. However, when in 1564 the people's militia troops and a detachment of imperial soldiers approached the castle walls, they did not find Pavel Motuznai in the fortress. Having found out about the Sejm's decision, he disappeared. By the decision of the Sejm, the castle was destroyed and burned. However, later the fortress was rebuilt, because at the beginning of the 17th century, Kvasovo Castle was again in the possession of the Motuznai family. In 1623, the castle became the property of the Transylvanian prince Gabor Bethlen, who then transferred the fortress to the commander of the princely cavalry Peter Redei. In 1627, the castle became the property of David Bélavary de Sikava, and this was the last owner of the fortress, whose name has been preserved in history. It is stated that in the 17th-18th centuries, the castle was definitely inhabited, and in the same period, living quarters and cellars were built here. The 19th century topographic map of Kvasovo indicates that the fortress stood intact and undamaged. During the 19th and 20th centuries, the castle, which was in decline, was dismantled piece by piece and used as building material by the locals.